What would you say was the happiest experience of your long years?
Well, I don't know. I love traveling, and I think I was happiest when I was traveling and seeing the country. I love beautiful country. And I think the biggest thrill I had, and when I was traveling alone, I went into India. We just had, his name was Siva, an Indian servant, and that was way back in 38. And I liked the Indian people, and they had such many beautiful things that they made, such as the tie and dye scarves and the rubies, and I couldn't afford the rubies, they were 5,000. But I enjoyed...
And the Taj Mahal.
And the Taj Mahal, yes, and I enjoyed seeing that, and Jaipur, and the beautiful parades with the elephants and the camels and so forth.
Then,
and then I went back to India again later in 65. And, of course, it had modernized quite a bit, and we had a new hotel there. And so it was quite like when I went back in 38.
Well, that's good. In your long life with many blessings, what has been the role of religion?
Well, when I was young, we had a young a French priest, and he was, oh my, I tell you, he scared us. In fact, he told us, you know, we never should tell a lie, we shouldn't do anything of that sort. And so I was so scared that that I might forget something, you know, that I used to make a list of it and hide it on the carpet. And I hesitated before I told a lie because I want to add it to the list. Oh, dear. And that helped me when I went out in the world. I was very careful of where I went and so forth and so on.
And today now?
And I was, I don't know how I should put this, but I was so timid. If I wanted to go to the restroom, and I was with a boyfriend, I just couldn't say, I have to go to the restroom. Oh, no, that was, I'd say, well, I have to leave, but I wouldn't say, you know, that was out.
Yes. you find religion still a vital force in
your
Yes,
life? I do, And I one thing I lacked a lot, I had to educate myself because self-education, and I missed that a lot, of course. I always had a fear of, oh, that I might make a mistake or do something of that sort, you know.
I think you've done it.
And so I tried to improve myself with good reading and lectures. I went to many lectures on the ships and traveling. And Penny's had a wonderful course in English and salesmanship. And I used, when I went on the streetcar and I budgeted my time, I used to study my lesson while I was on the streetcar.
Good for you. What was the most difficult adjustment you think you had to make?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Benny. I think to me, everything I just took in stride.
Well,
what
true.
Had to be was just different.
Then you seem to have been aware of the fact that women didn't have quite the same role or recognition as men. How did you manage to assert yourself? Because you haven't been...
Well, of course, I had worked from when I was young, and if I did assert myself, I know my husband didn't want me to drive. And I said, well, I made a bluff. I said I had a couple hundred dollars saved, and I was going to buy an old car, and I was going to drive it. Well, he wasn't going to have me drive an old car, so he let me have his car, and he got another one.
Well, I guess you knew how to work that.
Yeah,
situation.
And you know, I loved a home, and I was so happy just to quit working and just run my home, and I loved a beautiful flower garden. I loved to work in my garden. I had a little vegetable garden. I had my clubs, and then the minute I loved to do social work, and I did a lot of social work. I worked in hospitals, and I worked with the blind, and I worked, and during the Second World War, I organized gray ladies, and I worked myself in the TB hospital many hours, and I loved to do that, so I was busy all the time, but I loved to just run my home and do social work. That's what I like to do the best, and travel.
Well, that's great. You don't seem to waste any time wishing you had this or that, or did you ever do a lot of wishing?
No, if I had a fairly nice home and a yard and flowers, that's all I cared for, and a little money to travel.
That's great. I guess maybe you've answered this question. I wondered what, more than anything else, you wished now you could have done.
Well, of course, when I was young, I wish I could have gone to college, and I think that's the reason why we wanted to give a scholarship. The reason we gave scholarship, we wanted to do for the individual, to give to institutions. Well, I don't know. I'm sure they do a lot of good, but our idea was to help the individual. And I love to work with people anyway, and so it worked out just nice for me.
I'm going to ask you something again about the foundation. In terms of older people who are retired or retiring, what advice would you give them if they had never heard of a foundation of making?
You mean people who have means?
Yes.
Yes. Well, if they, like we, when we set up a foundation, my husband's half into a foundation. Of course, then he had set up some foundations for his brother and sister. And that all came back into the foundation, too, because if they passed down, they were elderly, then that would increase the foundation. And that way, of course, we didn't pay any government tax. And we were allowed to give it to a person,
to.
I'm sure the government possibly would give it to charity, too, but we had the pleasure of doing it ourselves.
And you've always been a people person. That is, you have had open house for your scholarship recipients and things like that. What would you say to the person who was thinking of this would be an advantage in that?
Well, just recently, the Lutherans have just built a new high school on the west side of Saginaw, and they came to me about starting a scholarship foundation. And so I gave them what advice I had, and I gave them one of my one of the forms of application for scholarships. And I don't know if they've set up a scholarship or not. I haven't heard from them since.
Yeah, are they the only group that have come to you with that kind
yes.
of question?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that would be nice.
Well, you see, my husband and I, it's just really a small foundation because it's only what a man and woman, you know, earn.
Yes.
It isn't like a big company.
No.
And so we just can't compare my little foundation with big companies because we're just two people.
That's right. But what I think is wonderful is that it can be one of those things that small is beautiful. I think that's what makes it beautiful.
Yes, I suppose.
You have established warm relations through the foundation with many high school graduates. Did you ever think of trying to do anything for small children or infants?
No, I haven't.
No. It was that.
And not having had any children of my own, maybe that would be out of my line. I don't know.
Well, I
do work with other organizations.
Yes.
Such as the Underground Railroad and the Rape Organization.
Oh, do you? Is the Underground Railroad still existing?
Yes, they have a place on Jefferson Avenue, and it's for battered wives. And sometimes the children are there with them too, you know. And Sister Lucia helps a lot.
She
has an office of her own.
Oh.
She's a mission sister, and she does examinations and everything. And she helps those children a lot. And I ask her if she charges, and she said the government helped her, and she said no. I guess she does it on her own, which I think is wonderful.
I think so too. What do you think are the chances for women to make a success in the business world?
Oh, I think they're very good.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I think we have very outstanding women. I know I listened to the governor of Washington.
Yes.
And I thought she was so outstanding.
I think she's good, too.
Uh-huh.
Right. What do you think about women's lib?
Well, to a certain extent, I think that we need the home. Because that's what a country is built on. You fight for your home, and if you don't have any home, I don't see how we have a very good foundation for our country in case of war or defending it.
In other words, you think that women's lib could be a threat
Well, I think to a certain extent that women have small children should be in the home if possible and sacrifice a little bit.
Yes.
And do without. They don't need everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that many women had to do without dishwashers and all that. And,
right.
Yes.
And some people still do.
Yes.
What has been the role of music in your life?
Well, I love good music, but none. I've never
you
taken.
You don't perform.
No, I've never had a lesson, or I've never. I have no voice, and I don't think I'd have any ability in the line of music.
You said one time that the JCPenney company offered some correspondence courses.
Yeah. Well, when we first went in, that was back in 1920. Many of us, most of us were maybe 8th grade, 10th grade.
Yes.
And Mr. Penny had some, he became acquainted with some professor, and they wrote out these, I still have them, and they were wonderful lessons in English and in salesmanship, how to sell, and to study the, your merchandise, you know, if they do too much advertising, you can figure out, you know, that's added on to the price, and maybe if you go and you buy a high-priced article, and maybe there's a perfume and the advertising makes it that much. Maybe it isn't any better than what we'd sell for a much cheaper price.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to know all those things.
Advertising must be very costly.
Yes, it's very costly.
You think it's necessary?
Oh, yes, I guess it is. Of course, when we started, we didn't believe in any credit. It was cash and carry. But with all the stores carrying credit, we had to go in the credit business.
Yes.
Mr. Penny didn't like credit.
No.
Uh-huh.
This question really refers, the next question refers to some of the your experiences with the foundation. Have you ever said no to someone who was asking for a scholarship grant?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yeah. Well, if I knew that they didn't have the ability, but I had quite a few. They have 2 years,
yes.
And very seldom I said no because I figured if they had 2 years in college, they were going to make it.
Yes.
Now, I've had many like that, but I had a few. I just had one recently, and there was a little controversy there. I'd rather not mention it,
but
I had to say no.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you sometimes wish you had said no to someone?
Yes.
What would
I've loaned them money, and even my own personal money.
Yes.
And then they never appreciated it, never paid it back.
Ah, that's a good indication, isn't it? Do people ever say to you, "I envy you"?
No.
They don't.
No.
Oh, I was going to ask you what they envied.